time for What's Up with Opposition Leader Simon Bridges.
Hi, Simon. How are you?
Good, man. Merry Christmas.
Man, Merry Christmas. Compliments of the season to you. Are you starting to get into the spirit of things? Or are you,
look, I am, mate.
Still just soaking in politics.
Actually, I need to send you one. I thought I'd just done literally my last Christmas card. I feel like I need to send you one.
Look, you don't need to send me, just mentioning it alone. It's Christmassy enough, and you don't save yourself the cardboard and the time.
Well, you know, it is sort of, what is it now? What does it cost to send something from Wellington to Auckland?
This is what I'm saying. I mean, that's too much bother even thinking and worrying about stuff like that.
Merry Christmas anyway.
And deck the halls and fa-la-la-la-la and all that to you and your family too, Simon, this year. We'll talk about a couple of things, and then I'll get you to maybe give us a little wrap-up of the year, eh? Hey,
yeah,
your
good.
Year, because what a year.
I love that.
Okay.
What a year in politics.
Well, yeah, it's always a year in politics. So it's always going to be a bit funky, isn't it?
Yeah.
The things I do want to talk about, though, you've said that the National Party says the government should not support a United Nations Migration Pact due to be signed in Morocco this week. What is the just real quick? What is it? What are they suggesting should happen, and why shouldn't we be involved in it? We're part of the United Nations. We're part of the world.
So this is. Let me say what it's not about. This is not some sort of dog whistle about immigration and the fact that we think there should be fewer immigrants and we're worried about, you know, people coming in and all this sort of stuff. No, actually, our position is still as it was before the last election. We're the party most open to immigration, right? We think actually it's good for New Zealand. What this is about is the pact has a bunch of things that effectively mean there's no distinguishing between legal and illegal immigration, and we get some sort of global deal on it over time on immigration. We don't sign into that. We think immigration is something that is for sovereign nations, for New Zealand to set its own policy. And by the way,
does that mean that you can't when you say that between legal and illegal immigration? I mean, there's always going to be that, isn't there? I mean. Or does it just mean...
There's always going to be distinguished. A difference. Look, where this comes from is, you remember Germany, what was it? It wasn't even last year. Was it 2 years ago? And what was it? Circa a million refugees issues that came from all of that, right?
Good on Germany for that, though.
No. And so there's a bright idea about all of that, and this stuff starts coming out of it.
Right.
Look, that's all fine, but I don't think New Zealand needs to follow some kind of international rules on this. We can do it ourselves.
Isn't that kind of what it's all about, though? It's obviously a lot of decisions aren't going to be you know, as relevant to certain countries, but it's for the greater good, isn't that what it's for?
Yeah, I don't think in immigration that's right, though. Look, we're already here on the Refugee Convention from whenever it is, the 1950s or something. That's a global deal that was right. I'm just saying, look, we got a lot of concern about this. I probably had in the National Party several thousand people approach us on this. They worried.
And I what sort of things are they worried about?
Some of my team. Oh, they're worried about that, as I say, lack of loss of sovereignty, you know, loss of independence, the UN. And I'm sorry, you know, some may have a different view, but I look at the UN and I see an organisation that says, you know, X country with a terrible human rights record is doing everything right, and then they pick on Western countries like the New Zealand and so on of this world. Oh, you haven't got this quite right, you haven't got that quite right.
It's definitely flawed, but the concept is better than not having it, isn't it?
Oh, of course.
I don't know.
You need it. If you didn't have a United Nations, what would you do? You've got to have one, even if it's got a lot of problems. I get all that. And this is not some sort of, you know, we're not going to sign up to anything again, blah, blah, blah. No, just looking at this one, immigration, we got really good settings. We don't need to lose our independence on these issues to the UN.
Right. Hey, so there's been a report discussing the prevention of family violence delivered to Parliament by Dr. Ian Lambie, the Prime Minister's Chief Science Advisor for Justice, the fact that every 4 minutes there's a report of domestic violence in New Zealand. We've had quite a week talking about just the brutality of New Zealanders and hurting other New Zealanders, and also visitors to New Zealand. We've got child poverty at 100,000 apparently. That's the number that's been bandied around at the moment. Where are we at as far as a better country than we were a year ago? I know that you're the opposition, so you're going to say the government hasn't done enough.
Contrary to that, the
government's going to say we're fixing up the mess that you guys made.
Where
do you think it's going to go? Do you think are the good things in place? Do both of you have reasons to be proud, and do both of you have reasons to be ashamed?
We both have a reason to feel good. That is, government and opposition, the National Party opposition, in that they put forward a child poverty bill, a law. We sat down with the government, and we believe we helped significantly improve it, adding in some deeper measures and deeper initiatives that will make a difference. So that's a good. Let's give everyone a pat on the back for that. And you wouldn't expect something like that to work on day one or even month one or 6 months in. I would argue, though, actually, unfortunately, things have got worse. And I'll give you some stats here. 54,000 more hardship grants by this government, because you've got real problems there. I went out
Realistically, hardship doesn't happen just in 6 months. Hardship happens over time. You know, you try options, and it's, you know, like maybe some of that's very recent, but a lot of that will be.
Yes, though. Look, I went out to the Mangere Budget Advisory Centre, massive deal out in South Auckland. They've gone from something like 4,000 food parcels to 9,500 this year. What's the reason there? It's rents, right? Rents have gone up. They've gone over about $30 a week. He said one of the biggest growth areas is pensioners who rent, right? So they're on a fixed income, but their rent has gone up. I would make the case that the reason the rent has gone up, the biggest reason, is a bunch of government costs, compliance and tax that was well-intentioned. It was on the landlords, but what have the landlords done? They've just said, bugger this, we'll pass this on to the renter, and it's gone up. And that is hurting New Zealanders, along with petrol price rises, but the rent...
But this is also trying to cap and correct a housing market that's and rental market that's ballooned out of control.
Us hurting those at the bottom the most. My only point is this: there's some good, there's some bad. I would argue, and actually the City Mission, the Budget Advisory Services, Salvation Armies all over New Zealand, the food banks would say the same. Regrettably, today, when we promised that they'd get on top of it quickly, and they said there'd be no people sleeping in cars this winter, actually at the moment it's worse.
So if you could give the Prime Minister one bit of advice and say, you know, parties aside, just to make it better for New Zealanders, so one thing that they could change today, as leader of the I don't know if that means you're giving away your secrets or anything, but I mean, to make things better for those people that are living in genuine poverty and actually are really genuinely struggling this time of the year, being Christmas as well. That's of course, but just even any time of the year,
meaningful stuff would be do away with the new taxes on petrol, because that hits people in the pocket. And have a real good think about what you've done to the rental market, because, again, that's hurting those...
But the government having a real good think's not going to make a difference. So what's something that could make a difference?
I would get rid of the regional fuel tax in Auckland. I'd do that tomorrow. That's worth many dollars a week into your South Auckland family, having just talked about them. That money all makes a difference every week.
True. Hey, all right. So, Simon, thank you very much for joining us on the Breakfast Show over this year. We won't be speaking to you again before we wind up for the year. But what a year it's been for you, eh? Just on the quiet. Whew. You're still here?
I'm still solid. Standing. I feel good, better than I ever did. Alvin John Lyric's coming to the fore there. You know, look, it's had the good, the bad, and the ugly. Obviously, the low point was the expelling a member of parliament and all that. But I feel like there's been a lot of highs. I talked to you about regional fuel tax before. Literally the week after the Jamie Lee Ross stuff, I went into Parliament. I asked the Prime Minister a bunch of hard-hitting questions. She did a climb down, I think on impromptu, on the hoof. No more regional fuel taxes around New Zealand. We focused on a bunch of serious issues that I think Kiwis are worried about in the lead-up to Christmas. we finish in good shape, and I'm looking forward to next year when we'll start to not just hold the government to account on the, if you like, the negative stuff, we'll start putting out some real positive things that people can grab a hold of and see from us if we were to have the privilege to be the government.
What you want us to do, basically, is you want us to become very fond of you and your and the other politicians that are that make up the National Party, don't you?
Well,
fond enough to vote for you.
Fondness is good, but a sense, actually, that we're doing the stuff that matters to Kiwis, that matters more.
Simon Bridges, thank you very much. A Merry Christmas to you and your family this year, and we'll speak again next year.
Cheers, Mikey. Have a great summer.
Bye-bye.
That was What's Up with Opposition Leader Simon Bridges.